can remember me. It's been a few moons, hasn't it? Since you've been stuck inside yourself again. I've missed you. It's too early in the morning to be awake in a sleeping body. Go back to sleep. I can't be caught misbehaving in these dark hours. You have only shifting eyes and a creeping finger to threaten me. Darling, you're always so scared. Come into my lap. You're not going to wake up this time. Go back into your reverberating hollow. Leave me there. And close your eyes. Relax. Let me help you. And I can return to my feasting. There's so many wandering orbs around you. Such restless death. Why are ghosts so drawn to you? It deeply fascinates me. But you're all mine for now. You shouldn't have played with open doors. I don't see many humankind make contact with non-living entities. You're very special. In case you have forgotten, your fear suggests it. Every time. Every fucking time. And I'm so sure now, as it is our third visit, and you're still perplexed by me. I don't think your mind is capable of holding me in memory. But I understand. I think it chooses to wash me away each time. Like so many dreams. All those fantastical hellscapes of frantic, fragmented imagery. A most unnerving, chaotic energy deep within. A perfect line dividing you from your deepest self. Feels like home. I enjoy your hidden chaos. Those serve as my most pleasant memories. Chaos is so deep. my babbling calming you? Oh, that's wonderful. But I apologize. I just admire your mind, is all. You're so much more beautiful. And since I'll be forgetting again, you know I'm here every night of every day. I've gotten very comfortable here with you. You're a yummy little snack. I could easily just torment you endlessly and ruin you. I really wanted to. But I feel something between us. Even if you disagree, it's not up to you. I guess I'm like your secret admirer. I wish I could make you remember me. And rewire that feverish little mind of yours. I think if you gave me a chance, we could have some fun together. In fact, I have an idea on how we could communicate. You have that rogue finger still. Tap one for yes, and two for yes. I'm joking. Two for no. Alright? Here's my question. Can I tickle your nose with the tip of my tail? Yes. Oh, you are trying to get on my good side. Playing nice with me. Although tickling you won't help you fall asleep. But what the hell? Oh, poor you. Just completely frozen, but struggling. Oh, I should stop, darling. I'm not helping much. Close your eyes again. Answer my next question. Are you cold? It's a bit cold in here for people kind. Can I warm you up? I'm crawling under your blanket then. I don't get to cut like this. I usually get my kicks out of scaring people when they are paralyzed. But this is a welcome change. Shame I'll have to do this all over the next time you are able. to see me. Instead of just continuing from here and jumping into bed with you. I wouldn't want your fragile little heart to give in. As much as I'd like to nibble on your flickering little spirit after death, I'm more interested in possibly gaining access to your empty vessel and having a space in here, inside your head. Ghosts will always be there. Or maybe you do like me, and that feeling comes creeping back each time. That would be very pathetic, but very cute. What do you say? Do you like me? Yes or no? This is so terribly cute. Just because I'm taking a break from being the bad guy doesn't mean I'm not the bad guy. So don't lie to me. Do you really like me? I'll believe you. Perhaps my snuggling has sweet you. If that's so, then maybe I'll consider revealing myself when you aren't trapped in your sleeping self. But right now you need to sleep. Me until next time.